Hello, my name is Percy, and I'm calling from Opinion Research, and we're conducting a short public opinion survey about the issues facing your nation, state, and local communities. May I speak with Maria?
This is Maria.
All right, perfect. So, this is Maria. All right. So which of the following states are you registered to vote in? Arizona, California, Georgia, Illinois, Maryland, or some other state?
I'm in Arizona. Am I in the middle of something? How long is this going to take?
Oh, it's very short, like 5 minutes maximum.
Okay.
All right. So you're registered to vote in Arizona?
Yes.
All right. And what year were you born in?
1975.
All right. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in November's election for president, Congress, and other offices? Are you almost certain? All right.
I am voting.
If you had to pick, what would you say is the most important issue facing our country right now?
Not electing Donald Trump.
I would say not electing Donald Trump. All right. So now thinking back to the 2020 presidential elections, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
Joe Biden.
And thinking again about this November's election, if the election for president were held today, would you be voting for independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Green Party candidate Jill Stein, or Republican Donald Trump or Democrat Joe Biden?
Biden.
All right, Biden. For some people feel more certain about who they plan to vote while others are still considering their options. So you have to rate two of these people I'm going to give you based on the possibility that you might vote for them, 0 being you might not vote for them or will not, and 100 being that you will vote for them. What would you give Joe Biden?
Probably 100.
All right. And what would you give Donald Trump?
0.
All right. So thinking about the elections this November, if the election for Congress were held today, would you be voting for a Democratic candidate or Republican candidate in your district?
Democrat, most likely.
All right. And if the election for U.S. Senate were held today, would you be voting for Ruben Gallego, Republican Carrie Lake, or Carrie Lake, or some other candidate?
Gallego.
All right. And who do you trust more when it comes to the issue of immigration, Donald Trump and the Republican Party, or Joe Biden and the Democratic Party?
Biden.
Biden more or Biden much more?
Much more.
Okay, so now I'm going to give you a few short statements, and if you could please rate if you strongly disagree, somewhat agree, strongly agree. So it goes, President Biden should prioritize keeping families together by ensuring that undocumented immigrants are not separated from the children and spouses who are American citizens.
Can you run that by me again?
The statement or the options?
The statement.
President Biden should prioritize keeping families together by ensuring that undocumented immigrants are not separated from the children and spouses who are American citizens. Do you strongly disagree with this, somewhat disagree, somewhat agree, or strongly agree?
I somewhat disagree.
All right. President Biden should prioritize protecting undocumented immigrants from being targeted in deportation raids.
I somewhat disagree.
President Biden should prioritize authorizing work permits for undocumented immigrants so they can work essential jobs and contribute to the economy.
I strongly agree.
Strongly agree?
Mm-hmm.
All right. President Biden should prioritize work permits and temporary protections for undocumented immigrants to relieve pressure on cities and states experiencing an increase in the arrivals of vulnerable immigrants or migrants.
I agree with that.
Strongly agree or somewhat agree?
Somewhat agree.
Somewhat agree. All right. So now I'm going to read you a few lists of also statements in the same dynamic. So, President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants who pass a background check and have been living and working in the USA for 10 years.
Should do what now?
That President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants who pass a background check and have been living here and working in the US for over 10 years.
I somewhat agree.
President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have lived in the U.S. for more than 10 years, who pass a background check and cannot safely return to their home countries due to war, natural disasters, and other dangerous conditions.
I somewhat agree.
President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have been living in the U.S. for over 10 years, who pass a background check and work essential jobs as farm workers.
I agree.
Strongly agree or somewhat agree?
I somewhat agree.
President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have lived in the U.S. for over 10 years, who pass a background check and are married to American citizens.
I somewhat agree.
All right. So now, if you could tell me if you think about these projects, if these projects that President Biden has like enacted, if they make you want to support him much less likely, somewhat less likely, somewhat more likely, much more likely, or it makes no difference. So the first one is a program that keeps families together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens, most of whom have lived in the U.S. for more than 10 years and are protected from deportation.
Neutral.
All right. So would that be like makes no difference one way or another?
Right.
All right. A program that can keep families together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions, most of whom have lived in the U.S. for over a decade, are protected from deportation.
I'm neutral. It makes no difference.
All right. A program that grants work permits and temporary protections for undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions to relieve pressure on cities and states experiencing an increase in the arrivals of vulnerable migrants.
No difference.
A program that grants work permits to undocumented farm workers, most of whom have lived in the U.S. for over a decade, so they can continue to work essential jobs and contribute to the economy.
I'm supportive of that, very supportive of that.
So would that be like much more likely or somewhat more likely?
Much more likely.
A program that grants work permits to undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions, most of whom have lived in the U.S. for more than 10 years, so they can work essential jobs and contribute to our economy.
I strongly support that.
So much more likely then?
Much more likely.
All right. A program that keeps families together by ensuring that undocumented farm workers, most of whom have worked in the U.S. for over a decade, are protected from deportation.
I'm supportive of that.
Much more likely or somewhat more likely?
Somewhat more likely.
All right. And lastly, a program that grants work permits to undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, so they can keep working essential jobs and contribute to our economy.
I'm somewhat more likely.
All right, somewhat more likely. So now if you could please indicate if you're very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, or not at all concerned about the following. Donald Trump and Republicans have proposed extreme immigration measures like getting rid of asylum, internment camps near the border, and massive raids to deport millions of migrants.
I'm very concerned about that.
Joe Biden and Democrats make promises about immigration reform during the campaign, but always fail to deliver once they have won.
Yeah, I'm concerned about that.
Somewhat concerned or very concerned or a little concerned?
I'm somewhat concerned.
Donald Trump and Republicans use racist stereotypes about Hispanics as a way to scare and divide voters, leading us to even more hate in our communities.
Very concerned.
Donald Trump and Republicans believe in chaos and the border benefits them politically, so they killed a bipartisan deal in Congress to provide more resources to secure the border and reform our immigration system.
Very concerned.
And Joe Biden and Democrats have failed to deliver an earned pathway to citizenship for undocumented immigration immigrants who have lived in the U.S. for over a decade.
I'm somewhat concerned about that.
All right. So now I'm going to read you different approaches former President Donald Trump and President Biden have proposed when it comes to immigration, and I would like you to tell me which one comes closer to your own view. So Trump says that we must shut down the border and conduct massive raids to deport all undocumented immigrants, no matter how long they have been in this country, while Joe Biden says we must create an orderly and secure process at the border. What approach comes closer to your own view?
Biden.
Biden much closer or Biden somewhat
closer? Much closer.
Biden much closer. So after hearing some of that information, let me ask you just one last time about this November's election. If the election for president were held today, would you be voting for independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Republican Donald Trump, or Democrat Joe Biden?
Biden.
Okay. As best as you can say, do you personally know anyone who is undocumented or in this country without papers?
I probably do.
All right. So would you say, like, you do, but, like, they may be a coworker, an acquaintance, a family member, a friend, or would you prefer not to specify?
I prefer not to specify.
All right, no worries. So in a typical week, do you use any of the following sources to get your news and information? So you can just select all that apply. So the first one is YouTube, Fox News channel or website, Univision or Telemundo, OAN or Newsmax, TikTok, WhatsApp, Facebook, Spanish language radio programs, Instagram, and MSNBC or CNN.
None of those.
None of those? All right, no worries. So finally, now these last two questions that we have are just really fast, and they're statistical, for statistical purposes. So from which country or territory does your family trace their heritage from?
Mexico.
Mexico, all right. So were you born on the United States mainland or on the island of Puerto Rico or another country?
Mainland.
Mainland, all right. Were either your parents born on the island of Puerto Rico or in another country?
Yes.
Yes, like yes, Puerto Rico, or yes, another country?
Other country.
All right. What language do you primarily speak in your home? Always Spanish, more Spanish than English, Spanish and English equally, more English than Spanish, always English, or something else?
Spanish and English equally.
Spanish and English equally. All right. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Republican, Democrat, or something else?
Yeah, Democrat.
Democrat. All right. Would you call yourself a strong Democrat or a not very strong Democrat?
Well, I'm not a progressive Democrat, so not on that end, but a pretty right. strong Democrat.
All right. So thinking in political terms, would you say you are conservative, moderate, or liberal?
Liberal.
Liberal, all right. What is the last year of schooling that you completed?
I'm a lawyer.
Lawyer? Oh, wow, congratulations. So is that like a, I believe that
JD.
Is... JD. Graduate? All right, okay. So what is your religion, if you participate in any religion? If you don't, that's
I'm an
political.
Atheist.
Atheist?
Atheist.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
So, and finally, just strictly for verification purposes, my supervisor, can I just ask for your first name?
Maria.
Maria, all right. So thank you for your time, Maria. Are you interested in participating in a follow-up research study? Participants in the research are compensated for their time in sharing their opinions in a more in-depth and open-ended way. So can we note that you are interested in following up, like a follow-up research study, and we may contact in the future? And feel free to say
sure.
no if you don't want to. Yes, all right.
Sure, that's fine.
All right. Well, we are done with the survey, but I just have one last quick question. You said you're a lawyer. That's so interesting. What like kind of lawyer are you?
I'm a prosecutor.
Nice. That's so cool. All right. Well, I'm going to leave you now because we're done. But thank you so much for your time. I truly appreciate it. Have a good rest of your day.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.